Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by the Renewable Fuels Association, Monsanto, and John Deere. They're all friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. I am just back from 12 days in northern Italy. My family and I bicycled down the valley with the Alps mountains soaring on either side of us. This was not our first organized bike ride in Europe. Our first was 10 years ago along the Mosel River in Germany. The next year in Holland, then Denmark, and Austria, and France, and Belgium, and back to Germany 2 years ago, and this year in Italy. This year, there were 17 riders in our group pedaling 20 to 40 miles per day, down the valley, on bike paths next to flowing rivers, through the cornfields, wheat fields, and orchards. We stopped in little towns and visited castles, museums, and churches, and other historic sites. This year's ride started right on the Austrian border, following the Adige River south with the majestic peaks of the Alps and Dolomites as our backdrop. We visited a winery. The wine company was structured like our farmer co-ops. They had 400 farmers growing grapes for them, all small farms with less than 10 acres of grapes. And just like our co-op, if they made money, a patronage dividend was paid to the growers. And by the way, the wine was very good, sold mostly in Italy, and we drank our share. Next day, we pedaled on down to Murano through beautifully well-cared-for apple orchards. That evening, as we all came together for dinner, I ordered spaghetti and horse meat. Yes, spaghetti and horse meat. I did it in protest for the selfish, misguided, wasteful steps today taken by our own government to close down all of our horse processing plants. Good for the Europeans. They know better than to waste unwanted horses. We rode to Bolzano the next day, and to Trento the next, and finally entered Riva del Garda at the top of the beautiful Lake Garda, the largest lake in Italy. That's where the biking ended, and from there, by bus to historic Venice, where we spent 2 days sightseeing in that famous historic city. And now we are back in good old USA, facing reality, drought in the farm country and gridlock in Washington. Until next week, I am John Block. It's good to be home.
In the rain, as we kiss goodbye.